Let's turn today to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, and verses 31 through 32. And when the Son of Man shall come in His majesty, and all the angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the seat of His majesty. And all the nations shall be gathered together before Him, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. We studied in our last few programs about the second coming of Christ in Matthew 24 and 25, and we saw that Matthew 24 deals with the prophetic details of His coming, and Matthew 25 deals with the spiritual preparation for His coming. And the first parable that Matthew refers to here in chapter 25 that Jesus gave is a parable that speaks about our life, our inner life, our private life before God, having content. That the life of Jesus has come in, and that we have that inner life within us corresponding to the oil in the flask, and not just an externally good life. And the second parable that Jesus spoke here, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, refers to our responsibility with the gifts that God gives us, material gifts, spiritual gifts, physical gifts, everything. Chapter 25, verses 14 to 30 also tells us of our responsibility and accountability to God in relation to everything that God has given us. Verse 31 to 46 is a picture of how the Lord will judge the nations. And here the emphasis is on our accountability to God in relation to how we conducted ourselves in relation to other people who were in need around us, particularly our fellow believers. Our responsibility towards our fellow believers. So we can say that Matthew 25 deals with three different subjects, and there are two parables and one description of future judgment here. And these three sections dealing with three different aspects of our life. One is our inner life with God, the inner godliness that other people cannot see. The other is our accountability for all the gifts, spiritual, physical, and material that God has given us. And the third is our treatment of other fellow believers around us who are in need. We are accountable to God in all these three areas, our inner life, the gifts God gives us, and our treatment of our fellow believers. And we see in verse 33, when the nations are gathered together before Him, He's going to separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. And then the king will say to those on His right, and these are the true sheep, "Come, ye blessed of My Father." Now here, Jesus indicated that until that day, there'll be a mixture. The sheep and the goats are going to be mixed, and sometimes it's going to be very difficult to discern who's a sheep and who's a goat. But in that day, there'll be no doubt. Once Jesus comes, He will make it very clear which are the sheep and which are the goats. And the sheep are called here the blessed of His Father. He says, "Come ye blessed of My Father, possess you the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took Me in. Naked, and you covered Me. Sick, and you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came to Me." Then shall the just answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see Thee hungry, and fed Thee? Thirsty, and gave Thee drink? And when did we see Thee a stranger, and took Thee in, or naked, and covered Thee? Or when did we see Thee sick, or in prison, and come to Thee?" Anyone would have gladly fed Jesus himself if he saw Jesus to be hungry, or They would have given him water if he saw Jesus to be thirsty or clothed Jesus. Or if he saw Jesus without proper clothing. As far as that is concerned, there is no question but that everyone would do it, even those who are not wholehearted disciples of Jesus. But the question is whether we would do it for one of Jesus' younger brothers in his name. Remember what John says in 1 John chapter 4, the last verse. It says, "If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he seeth, how can he love God, whom he seeth not?" We can say we love God, but the test of whether we love God or not is whether we love the brother whom we can see, not the brother whom we don't see. It's very easy to love a brother who lives 10,000 miles away, who just writes an occasional letter to you, or whom you or you have only heard of. The test is in 1 John 4:20. The test is in 1 John 4:20, can you love the brother whom you see before you, the one whom you see regularly? That is the test. When you see your brother hungry, do you feed him? That is the point here. When the righteous asked the Lord, saying, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry and fed thee, thirsty and gave thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and covered thee? Or when did we see thee sick or in prison and come to thee?" And the king answering shall say to them, "Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it to the one of these, my least brethren, you did it to me." When you do something for a brother of Jesus, even to the least brother of Jesus, the one who is the weakest disciple of Jesus, the Lord says, "You've done it unto me." Do you desire to serve the Lord? Then serve his people. Do you desire to do something for the Lord? Then do something for his people. Do you desire to bless the Lord? Then bless his people. That is the point here. My love for God is shown by my love for my fellow believers whom the Lord has put before me. And the way we treat them is the means by which God determines whether we qualify to be sheep or goats in the final day. Because it goes on to say here in verse 41, "Then he shall say to them also that shall be on his left hand," that's the goats, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me not to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me not to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you covered me not. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also shall answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to thee?" If Jesus had been physically present there in any of these states of need, hungry or thirsty, or a stranger in a foreign land, or naked or sick, they would have gladly taken care of him. But they did not recognize Jesus and his disciples. And that's the danger that all of us are facing. The danger of not recognizing Jesus and his disciples. Verse 45, "Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it not to one of these least, neither did you do it to me. And these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the just into everlasting life." This does not teach salvation by works. Salvation is by faith. But, like St. James makes it very clear in James 2:14, "If a man say he hath faith, but hath not works, shall faith be able to save him?" This is the scripture. If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, again, St. James tells us in chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, "If a brother or sister be naked and want daily food, and one of you say to them, go in peace, be ye warmed and filled, yet give them not those things that are necessary for the body, what shall it profit? So faith also, if it have not works, is dead in itself. That type of faith isn't working. So we can say that such a person doesn't have faith at all. This is the point of the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The man who sat at that rich man's gate was his brother, was the rich man's brother, a Jew. They were both Jewish, children of Abraham. And it was the rich man's brother who had a need, whose need he did not meet. And that's why he was sent to eternal punishment. This is not saying that we are saved depending on whether we gave money to the beggars or not, but when you see your brother in need, the emphasis is on those who have become the younger brothers of Jesus. It says in Matthew 25:40, these my least brethren. He's not ashamed to call some on earth his brothers. Those who are born of the Spirit. Jesus was born of the Spirit, and those who are born of the Spirit today are his younger brothers. And the way we treat those who are born of the Spirit is the way we treat Jesus Christ himself. If only the seriousness of this would hit us, that every time you see that brother in front of you is a brother of Jesus also. And the way you treat him, the way you speak to him, is actually the way you're speaking to a younger brother of Jesus. And the Lord takes note of it. The Lord takes note of how you speak to him and how you treat him. Because in the final day, in the same measure in which you measure it, it will be measured back to you. So this is something very, very important. These righteous are so different from those described in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 through 23, and who also stand before the Lord in the final day of judgment. Those in chapter 7 have a big list of things that they did. These righteous, these sheep here in chapter 25, are so different in the sense that they don't even remember what they did. When did we do that for you, Lord? They have no recollection of the good that they have done. Blessed are those who have no recollection of a good they have done. In fact, Jesus talks about, you know, what your left hand does, your right hand shouldn't know, or vice versa. These in Matthew 7:22 have a list of the things they have done. We did this, we did this, we did this, we did this, we even healed the sick. But they lived in sin. But the righteous, the sheep in Matthew 25, did not heal the sick. They only visited the sick. And it's very interesting to see that those in Matthew 7 who heal the sick are sent to hell. And those who only visited the sick in Matthew 25 enter the kingdom. It is not a question of spiritual gift and how much you did with that. It's a question of attitude of heart. What was your attitude of heart to those who are in need among your fellow believers? Maybe you couldn't do much, but did you sympathize with them and help them as much as you could? This is the test of whether we love God or not.